For Theatre Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And although I will concede it is late in the season, I got back up to Niagara-on-the-Lake. You know, summer is busy and the shore is abundant, and I am getting to a couple of them late. And I really, really wish that I had gotten to Victory earlier in its run to be able to tell people how special it is, how rather remarkable, I think in the minds of some people, how un-Shaw festival it is. But it's its last weekend, but we're arriving at the end of Victory.
Right. Final performance tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the somewhat experimental Jackie Maxwell Studio Theater. Well, it couldn't be more explicit. And every piece of information, they tell you language, content.
Well, the language is blunt, heavy use of several words we can't say on radio and seldom use in our everyday lives. But the story by Howard Barker is set back in the Restoration, the beginning of the Restoration, when, I think you have to explain what the Restoration is, there was a civil war in England. Not that this is vital to know for the play, but it's amusing to know. And in the 1640s, King Charles I was tried and beheaded, and his family fled to France. And then several years later, his son, Charles II, was invited to come back as king, and thus the monarchy was restored, the Restoration. Well, that's the happy story we're told, that they can get rid of Oliver Cromwell, and then they start doing these lovely comedies of manners with fancy wigs and proscenium stages and all of that. But the part that we don't get told often is the aristocracy was really irritated with the people who had set them off in the first place and began a campaign of retribution against the people who had signed the decree against the king, including, this is the best part, if they had died, if someone had signed the decree against King Charles I and had subsequently died before the Restoration, they dug the body up, put it in chains, beheaded it, and displayed the head in a pike. So that's a is that a lot of exposition?
It is, but it's not your typical revenge play in that it just reeks with revenge. You never know who's going to get it next.
Well, revenge is kind of secondary to what's happening, which is that the widow of the judge himself is trying to get his body back piece by piece. And she goes on this horrifying journey where she has to overcome, endure one hardship, humiliation. It is topped by another one. And the role is played by the astounding Martha Burns, who is an amazing actress and who does this to the hilt, just topping herself in scene after scene. And this whole world around her with some of the greatest Shaw Festival, some of the greatest actors in Canada and therefore the world, populating this show directed by Tim Carroll. And I thought it was phenomenal.
I believe you said that it's the best thing they've done all summer long.
For my taste, it was the highlight. Not to say best. I thought Brigadoon was also very wonderful. I thought Getting Married was done very well. And then I saw the comedy Lady Killers, Chick Reed. Do love Chick Reed, playing older than her age to take on this role of an old lady who unwittingly outwits a bunch of hardened criminals.
Now, I noticed something in common with both the plays mentioned here, Victory and Lady Killers, both directed by the Shaw's artistic director, Tim Carroll. And I think that that says a lot.
Well, but what does it say? Did he just choose the best for himself? Or is he, in fact, a very, very good director?
I'm starting to come around to that. Yes, he's a very, very good director. But he's also trying to keep a big camp happy. He's got a group of audience members who like something traditional, clever and British, but not too violent, with a little twist of naughtiness like Lady Killers.
Well, I think that people keep talking about the Shaw Festival mandate, even though the Shaw Festival no longer has a mandate. They used to love to talk about that all the time. But I think just the mandate of art to provoke us, delight us. The Shaw Festival is fulfilling these criteria. And not for nothing, attendance at the Shaw Festival this season, I believe, is just off the charts. People have been going in droves.
Now, that is great news, because you recall last year there was a little unhappiness at some of the selections that Tim Carroll had put on stage. There was a little grumbling,
There always is. I think that's half the pleasure of the brochure. You can, which ones you want to rave about. And sight unseen, complain about them. You don't know until you've seen a show what it's going to be. And even as it evolves, seeing the Glass Menagerie this season, and again, why do you want to see Glass Menagerie? I saw the set and thought, oh dear, I think this is all wrong. That confined space, what's going to happen when they dance? Well, he showed me, didn't he?
The Shaw Festival, you can go up and look at some leaves and try to catch one of the last shows, but...
There's more, because Holiday Inn is still in rehearsal.
You're right.
That's coming up. They'll do the Christmas show. The season has been long and lavish, and if you've missed it, you were really very busy or only had yourself to blame. For Theatre Talk on WBFO...
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.